are listening to Cannabis Radio News' exclusive coverage of Vote 2016, The Path to Cannabis Freedom, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to our exclusive coverage of Marijuana Election Night 2016. And joining us today to talk about another state looking to legalize adult use and cultivation of cannabis is the great state of Maine, and that's David Boyer joining us from the Regulate Maine campaign. Hi, David. How are you? Oh, let's see. Let's get David online, make sure we've got him there. David, can you hear us okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
My apologies. Not sure what happened.
Nope, that's all my fault. But glad to have you here, calling in from Maine, where question one is on the ballot to legalize marijuana. Let's give our listeners a quick overview of what will become legal after November 8th.
Sure. Currently in Maine, it's illegal to use and possess marijuana if you're an adult 21 or older. If question one is to pass, then all adults 21 and over will be able to possess up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana and be able to grow a limited number of plants at home and possess the marijuana that yields. It will also set up a system of regulation and taxation that will allow for commercial cultivators, product manufacturers, laboratories, retailers, and social clubs, which we're excited about since we'll be one of the first states to have social clubs included in its legalization initiative, so that adults that choose to use marijuana over alcohol have a place they can do it and socialize in private.
I love that Maine has tackled the issue of adult social clubs explicitly. The other four states on the ballot have some implicit, yeah, we'll get around to it kind of stuff. But this one, there's going to be some pot lounges, and we're pretty excited about that. And in another aspect that you differ from the other states, the current ones and the ones that are proposing 2016, is that possession limit of 2.5 ounces. Why did you increase it to 2.5 when everybody else was going for an ounce?
Well, Maine has a long history of marijuana reform. We decriminalized marijuana in 1976, so 40 years ago. And that was has been expanded up to 2.5 ounces. That's the limit for medical marijuana. So we thought it made sense to have a consistent number between, what's allowed for medical, what's been decriminalized, so that it's easier for consumers and it's easier for law enforcement. And, regarding social clubs, this was a calculus of making sure one and this could pass. And we're looking at national momentum, and we decided that we should go for it because at the end of the day, this could be the most restrictive legalization, but we could make 1 gram legal and that's it, right? Is the opposition going to say anything different? No, they're going to talk about the kids and the driving. So, you know what? We got the facts on our side, and we should go for it.
Yeah. How is a guy with 2.5 ounces on him any more a problem than a guy with 1 ounce, I guess, is the way you could put it?
The last 4 years we've been in the state working in Portland and South Portland, making marijuana legal there. And a lot of the time our message has been that marijuana is safer than alcohol. And so there isn't a limit on how much wine you can have in your cellar. So I expect, once this is legal, once the sky hasn't fallen, hasn't fallen in Colorado or the other states, that, some of the laws will loosen up and maybe possession limit will be expanded. Because, again, you can buy enough Jack Daniels to kill a man, but you can't do that with marijuana.
Yeah, good point. And also within the initiative, I see cultivation rights that are pretty expansive, not only possessing the entire harvest of what you grow, but being able to grow 6 mature plants, 12 immature plants, and unlimited seedlings, if I'm not mistaken. That's pretty expansive.
Yeah, that also mirrors the current medical marijuana laws. And, it hasn't seemed to affect our support. There was a UNH Press Herald poll that came out last Monday, 2 days ago, showing us at 53% and the no side at 38% with 10% undecided. So we're feeling pretty good based on that poll and internal polling that, even if every undecided person went against us, we'd still be up, with a 6-point lead. So our TV starts next week, and we're excited. Signs are out all over the state, so we're pumped up, and Cautiously optimistic for victory in November.
Yeah, we are so looking forward to November 8th. We'll be bringing live coverage of Marijuana Election Night 2016 right here live on CannabisRadio.com. Tune in starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. We're going to go all the way through midnight Eastern because we got to get all those West Coast polls taken care of as well. Now, David, if there's listeners out there that want to get more information on the initiative and maybe want to volunteer and help the campaign, can you give them some contact info?
You can call me at 207-274-4633. That's my cell phone number. If you're in Maine, please get in touch. We can put you to work. If you're not in Maine, please go to www.regulatemaine.org and sign up and get on our email list there. And you can also donate. It's really important that we have enough money to get our message out all the way through November 8th. We can pay for digital advertising, radio advertising, paid phone calls to voters to get out the vote. So we need people to step up. Even if you're not a Mainer, this is going to help the laws in your state one way or the other, because this is a domino effect. This is how we do it at the federal level, is asserting their rights.
Absolutely. And with Maine on the ballot and Massachusetts as well, we could be starting a foothold there in the Northeast. You'll have New Hampshire surrounded, I think.
That's right. They're maybe a decade behind everyone else in New England. Not to say that it hasn't been tried. Matt Simon in New Hampshire has just been there forever going at it, and it's the governor that won't sign it there. Decriminalization. Their medical marijuana program is taking a little bit to get up and running. And look, it's hurting their state. They've been hit with the opiate crisis worse than Maine. There's more people dying in New Hampshire from opiates. And that just, you know, highlights the study that shows 25% less overdose deaths in states that have medical marijuana laws. So hopefully they'll get the act together once, you know, Vermont and Maine and Massachusetts starts regulating marijuana, they'll see the benefits of it.
Speaking of governors, you've got a real interesting one there, Governor LePage in Maine. I suppose he's probably opposed to this. What is the nature of your opposition out there politically and financially? Have they got any resources?
Well, it's your classic case of the Baptists and the bootleggers, those that think marijuana is far too harmful for adults to possess, and those that don't want to give up the monopoly on selling marijuana. So you have the law enforcement, you have some folks in the substance abuse treatment community, and that's really one of the biggest disappointments. We expect the other opposition, but those that are working on addiction, working on substance abuse treatment, this is such an obviously way to reduce harm. This is a clear example of a harm reduction policy to what we have now, giving Mainers a safer alternative to prescription pills, to alcohol. To keep the current model, it just boggles my mind if you're coming from that background.
Yeah. So are they financed? Are they organized? Or is it just kind of ad hoc every now and then an op-ed in the paper?
I don't want to jinx it, but it seems like they don't have very much money. I think they just hired maybe one organizer. We don't see any signs out quite yet, but there's still 6 weeks to go. And, you know, they're on TV. Anytime the news, you know, covers us, they have to cover the other side. So they will have some of a bully pulpit and a podium, if you will, to get their message out that you know, this is going to increase DUIs and this is going to increase children's access. But thankfully, we've done a good job at educating the press here, and now that they're mentioning in the stories that Colorado hasn't seen teen use go up, as if it's fact. They don't even have to quote me saying it anymore, which is great. It's background. And it's just, you know, it's obvious that it hasn't affected Colorado. It hasn't affected Maine. Maine has the most, you know, forward-thinking marijuana laws in New England for the longest time, yet look, we have the lowest rates of use among teens. So it's just such a falsehood to think that if we regulate marijuana for adults, it's going to increase access for those that are under 21.
David Boyer with Regulate Maine. You can check him out at regulatemaine.org.
That's right.
Yeah, regulatemaine.org. Are there any upcoming events, fundraisers, or campaign watch parties, election night watch parties to promote if people want to plan ahead?
Not currently. We're working. If anybody wants to volunteer, we're going to be around the Cumberland Fair and the Freiburg Fair, which are huge fairs that a lot of people come to in Maine and even some out of Maine. But you know, we'll be talking to the Mainers. We were just at Common Ground Fair in Unity, Maine, which is the Organic Farming Association puts that together. And I think 60,000 people were there and got out a bunch of lawn signs and stickers. If anybody wants to request a sticker, lawn sign, please go to the website and shoot us an email, you'll be hearing from us.
All right. Maine question one, currently polling at about 53%, but let's not rest on our laurels. People, get involved, get active, tell people you know about it. And if you can volunteer and help out the folks at regulatemaine.org, please do so. David Boyer, thanks for joining us here on the show, and good luck to you on election night.
Thanks, Russ.
Thank you. All right. Stay tuned, folks. We got another interview coming up, and want to remind you our marijuana election night coverage 2016 on CannabisRadio.com live election night starting at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, running till 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, with live coverage from the campaign watch parties in all 9 states. Plus, we'll have activist leaders from the major national drug reform groups joining us, and other experts and candidates for office themselves who are longtime marijuana reformers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.